Conrad, women's congratulations back to back Heath Shields and also Troy Cups, which you're holding. It's fantastic effort, and mind you, welcome out of hard work in the grand final, didn't they?
Yeah, no, it was a very tough game, but full credit to our boys, they stuck with it and kept working away, and we got away with a close one, yeah. But that's what you want in grand finals, yeah.
Of course, you can reflect on a fantastic season, undefeated season, and all the hard work starts in January, and really being ahead of the game and having great depth throughout the club as well.
Yeah, it certainly does. Like we did a lot of work early in the season with Snake CrossFit, and they got us primed, ready to go, and we hit the ground running, and then we're lucky enough to continue that throughout the year, and like you said, we got the undefeated year, which is something really special.
What would be the difference between this year and last year? Of course, you had the 1.5 seasons as such, but was it just better experience to know what you were doing? And certainly in that first 30 minutes after the penalty goal, you had the game well under control at 26-6. Then Rico gets himself put in the bin, and then it gets pretty close.
Yeah. The boys, last year was everybody just coming back together, and we eventually got there. And this year we kind of hit the ground running, whereas last year we had to work into it a bit because we had a lot of guys coming back and had to find our rhythm again. But this year we were lucky, most of the guys stuck around and we kind of hit the ground running, which was really good.
Tough times, of course, losing Jack and also Kyle as part of the fabric of the club, but everybody bound together and really worked their way through it.
Like I said, it was a really emotional time for the club when we lost those two, pretty close together as well. But we're really happy we could put that win in for those boys as well, because I'm sure they'll be up there looking down on us and real happy for us. Yeah.
Well, Conrad, women's congratulations. You never get sick of picking up the Heath Shield. Back-to-back captain, of course, and also a True World Cup as well for being the best side all year, and it's a fantastic effort. Women's congratulations.
Thanks very much, yeah.
Matt, warmest congratulations, back-to-back Troll Cups, as we've talked about, but also back-to-back premierships. But the Rams made it hard yakka, didn't they?
Yeah, no, they're a great side, and they really turned up. So did their supporters. They're very vocal, and that back line of theirs sure is something. So they, they're a great team, great club.
After about the second half, just before the end of the first half, 26-6, you thought, beauty, this will be in the bag. But they started getting some ball, and his scrum was really, really strong until about 20 minutes ago, where they sort of turned the table as well.
Yeah, well, the first half, we knew that they were coming back bigger and stronger than ever, and to get those consecutive penalties and push over tries, so I was very confident with our scrum throughout the whole 80 minutes.
Yeah. Also, you didn't take the penalty goals when the opportunities were there. It was just really going for the throat and really trying to win it outright.
Yeah, well, we haven't taken a penalty all year, so we like to scrum, and we have great faith in the boys that are there. So, yeah, it was great to see that they could do that in the big games.
Of course, these greedy blokes such as your Barton Leeches and your Benny Goodman, 6 premierships at Pirates, just phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Benny and Bart, they're both unique players and the heart and soul of the team. So they're great, and it's great to keep those blokes around the club as long as you can.
Yeah. What about moving forward for yourself? Are you going to have a bit of a lash at the Central North job, or maybe really look from top to bottom to have a look through the Pirates system again to see those 19s and 17s coming through? Great to see Nick Mack come through. Also the Collins boys, you know, as well, that have been through the mill in the club system here.
Yeah, no, we really do value our juniors, and there's some real quality coming forward. So we're in good stead that way in regards to the job. I'll wait and see how the dust settles here. But my first and main priority is these boys here at Pirates, so they'll come first.
Well, Matt, women's congratulations, fantastic effort. Back-to-back premierships with the Heath Shield and also back-to-back Troll Cups, and celebrate and really savour it. You well and truly deserve it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to Central North for all the stuff that they do for us. And it just shows our committee that are here at Pirates, they're really valued, and we're really grateful.
Thanks very much, Matt.